This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Brett Terhune, head cheese, and porno stores. Those are coming up right after this.
Little ditty. About Josh and Chick McGee. Two funny guys have a few drinks and watch TV. Josh and Chick, big radio stars. Catch them every morning, turn them on in your car. Ooh, yeah. Sucking on hot dog, mustard on the bottom.
That's right.
You got the movie tickets? Josh says he's got it.
That's right.
Chicky say, hey, Josh, what if we ever have a fight? Josh says that'll be an awkward morning, all right. Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Long after the thrill of Bob and Tom are gone.
I don't know about that.
Ooh, yeah, their bromance lives on. Chick drinks on the porch while Josh mows his new lawn. All right, rock on. Ow!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
And there's Jess Hooker, Willie Griswold taking the day off, and there's Tom Griswold.
And
you have a special guest, Tom.
Oh, we all do. We're joined by...
No. You have a special guest.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that in the interview loft, Tom. Huh?
The bearded wonder.
Comedian Brett Terhune.
Yeah.
Man who leads with a beard.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a serious red beard.
It's a good one, man.
It is. It looks better than it's ever looked, Brent.
Thank you, guys. I've been taking care of it, you know.
Good. You can tell.
It's bushy.
How long would it take you to grow something like that, Tom?
Well, I couldn't.
For me, I did No Shave November, so this is just a couple days of growth.
How about that?
There you go.
It's kind of rounded at the bottom. Have you considered letting it get pointy?
Every time I'm here, you're like, oh, it's a very pointy beard there, Brent.
So now you've rounded it, and he wants to know why it's not pointy.
No, I don't. I think the pointy beard to me is just weird.
Hang on a second. I don't think we should let it get past that was an amazing imitation of Tom.
Very good.
That was lovely. Perfect.
Thank you, Chick.
Do it again.
It's about Bob and Tom. Back to you at the news desk, Christy.
The all snotty, all knowing Tom.
It's kind of like I'm swirling wine. That's the voice.
That's it.
Tom points at the end of beards that aren't always a choice. That's sometimes just how it naturally goes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can trim it.
Yeah.
You can cut it off. Yeah, that's the natural growth because
that's
the longest part of it.
It's never a natural growth.
Yeah, the pointy beard to me is like a Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, I'm sorry I spoke.
Yeah.
Josh, your beard is nice and trimmed. You don't have a big pointy beard.
No.
Does it just says weirdo?
I don't. I like a pointy beard. It says it could be the devil, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird beard.
Didn't ZZ Top, all theirs were pointy, right?
I don't know. No?
Just a natural.
You need the point. If you want the devil, you need like the pencil thin mustache and the pointy beard.
Yeah.
You could say that all the time. Yeah.
Would you not shave till the end of the year so we can see how big and bushy it gets?
You did. The bushiest I've ever had it was a week ago.
Okay. It was very long. Yeah. It went with your hair. I liked it.
Now, when you did the, because you got a nice haircut and got the beard trimmed, did you do the rest of the things?
That's always done. That's always.
So you've got a sort of long standing appointment to get yourself waxed every month or something?
No, I don't do it that often. You want them to grow back some.
Yes.
So. And when's the last time you got a body wax?
Oh, it's been a while. It has.
Do they do the backside?
Yes. Yeah, that's the baboon. I get the full baboon. Yeah.
They call the baboon. It the baboon?
Yeah.
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 You know that.
The more you go, the less you have to go.
Right, exactly.
It kind of just, yeah.
It stops growing.
Yeah.
Do they put a little sticker on your shoulder there, Josh, to let you know how many miles you have before your next...
They do. Yeah. Yes.
Before
your
next waxing.
Yeah. And sometimes that falls off, and I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Who knows? I'm just guessing at this point. I just realize I'm getting old, but not... Well, I'm not old, but I'm getting older because the guy who cuts my hair just started to trim my eyebrows without asking.
Oh,
that is a sign.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Just don't spring that on me in the middle of a haircut, you know? So.
Yeah, God, I know the feeling. Now, Josh, when they wax the... they're waxing everything.
Yeah.
Do they wax your legs?
No, I don't get that done. No.
So where do they stop?
Upper
thigh?
Yeah, I can tell them. I can tell them where to stop, and it's upper thigh.
So you got like hair pants? What does it look like down there?
No, it doesn't look like hair pants. How much, it's very subtle. Fade it.
It's a fade.
Yeah.
How much pawing goes on?
Well, I grab myself.
Okay.
So what I have to do is I hold myself,
mm-hmm.
and I manipulate that area so that she can access.
Manipulate.
Yeah.
Does the saccular area, do they wax that?
Not. I mean, they'll get some of it, but no, because that can...
Yeah, rip. That's...
Are you laying on your back at this point?
That's what I was going to ask
when
Christy.
When I get the baboon, I'm on my side.
Okay, so they do the guys the same way they do the girls, because there's some girls where they make you get on your knees.
Yeah, all fours.
All fours, like down and...
Right.
And then mm-hmm. you're
just... not. I don't think she wants me in that position.
Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, we do.
Anybody.
Think when they do the backside.
Yeah.
You can feel the hot wax dripping down into your crack.
It doesn't drip.
It does not drip.
Do they paint it on?
Yeah.
With a popsicle stick.
Popsicle stick. Yeah.
You've seen them do it here,
let's
Tom.
Hope they don't reuse those tongue depressors.
The funnest part about this, and I hope you guys have the VIP camera, when Jess said that sometime they make you get on all fours, Tom acted like he'd stepped in something. The look on his face was like, are you sure you're the father of children?
Yeah, no joke.
So you're in some facility and you're down on the floor.
No, you're not on the floor. You're up on a massage table.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It feels good.
Oh, so then your butt is right there in her face.
No, I mean, she's a yard away from it, I'd say.
At like hip level for her, yeah.
Yeah. So she, it feels good when they apply the wax.
But when they rip it out, though, it's got to hurt.
Very much.
And you're naked with your hands on your stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have my hands on my stuff when I'm faced away from her.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Now, do they try to upsell you like after she's done and ripped all the hairs out of your backside? Then does she try to upsell you the what do they call it? Anal bleaching? Isn't that a thing now?
I don't know if they do that there.
They
so
know.
Yeah. I've not been up. I've not been up. But
is there an air filter equivalent to the wax? Oil change.
There it is.
Show you the air filter.
They actually give you wipes.
Look how dirty this ring is.
Yeah. They go, hey, I'm going to leave the room for a second. Here are some wipes just to make sure that you're all clean and everything.
Got all the wax out.
No.
Before.
This is pre.
Before.
But I'm very well.
Sure.
I've got the bidet. I've got the wipes.
Sure.
I'm good back there.
You scrub it down before you go in.
In fact, too clean, my doctor told me, because I was having some itching back there. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And he was like, my gosh, this is too clean. You need to let some of the natural oils.
You can grow your bangs back, man.
It's like nose hairs. It kind of cleans things.
Yeah.
It filters. It's a filtration system.
Your doctor said it was too clean?
Yes. Yep. Said, I think you're taking too good a care of your anus.
Isn't there something...
Wait. What did the doctor say?
You're taking too good of care of your anus.
Is this our doctor?
He wants you to come in funkier.
This was a different doctor.
Okay.
This was an anus doctor.
This was the Grundle doctor. Tidy Grundle you got there, John.
Oh, it's you could eat off of it.
Oh,
no thanks.
Some do.
No, I'm asking you. Please eat off.
Please. Yeah. That's a tip my wife. Please.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, that's this gives us the opportunity, I think, at this point to segue into the fact that there is a, looks like a cheese tray with
sure.
charcuterie
pepperoni
board.
Or something.
Well, if this doesn't say charcuterie, I don't know what does.
I mean, it is. It's a little bit of charcuterie, but the main thing that I wanted you guys to taste was the meat portion on there. I was at the butcher, the local butcher this week.
All right.
And I saw in the casing that he had something that I had only heard about on this show, and I've never tried it before.
Okay. I've got a piece. You've cut it into triangles.
Cut it into triangles, yeah.
Should I go ahead?
The only people who shouldn't eat this is anybody that's kosher. That's it.
I'm kosher.
Oy vey. No, you're just chicken. Josh, how does it taste?
It's it's greasy.
Yeah.
And I think I know what it is.
You do, Pat? I gave you some. Did you try yours?
No.
Go ahead, Pat.
Why are you?
I tried it during the break.
All right.
Did you like it, Ace?
It's got a fair amount of gelatin.
I thought it was spam at first.
Oh,
it could look like that. Yeah, maybe.
Looks like spam. What is it, Pat?
Tastes like pork.
Is it duck? Is it duck? Is it a duck?
Can I make a guess?
Yeah, you can make a guess.
Head cheese?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So I'd never had head cheese. I didn't know it was a real thing, but I'd heard you guys talk about it.
Explain what head cheese is.
So head cheese is actually not cheese at all.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's not cheese at all. It is mostly from the head of a pig.
Mm-hmm.
They boil down all of that. They usually remove the brains and the eyeballs. And then everything else is boiled down. And when you boil down it with the bone, you also get the collagen, and that creates the gelatin.
The gelatin.
And so it's basically all of that. They call it head cheese because meat jelly didn't sound appetizing.
Or brain jelly.
That's really now, the only reason.
Face slop.
Head jelly.
Would you want to eat it again now that you know what it is?
It's very tasty.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually
and
from...
And what is the cheese?
You didn't try it?
The cheese is the cheese I buy from Costco that I keep in the refrigerator.
Oh, that's a trick.
Boy, Ace could take anything on this show and screw it's amazing.
You didn't eat any of it?
I haven't tried it yet, no.
It's quite flavorful, but it is an acquired texture.
You like it, don't you, Tom?
It's the texture?
It's a fatty, softer
meat. Did you eat some of it, too?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, he did during the break.
Mm, yeah.
It was good.
Do you guys have charcuterie at your Thanksgiving?
I do.
Yeah, I'd usually order a board, and I get it from this butcher, and I thought, I'm going to try this.
I didn't order mine. I have to make my own because it's too late.
So, I mean, but you're right, the head cheese is sort of a distracting way of naming it. So
it is.
People aren't going to be thinking...
Right.
That's true. Veal, home run, head cheese. That's a mess.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. And then actually, the truest form of head cheese is actually a calf.
Oh.
It's calf head.
Ooh, like
head
a cheese. Piglet?
Yeah. Ooh. Yes, that's what they said. Well, yes, it's a piglet, but they do beef also.
Yes, they will beef.
And it's a calf, yeah.
I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They also do lamb. That's very, very common in Europe, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's important the way you name things because people don't want to be eating baby calf scrapings of head.
Right.
Head cheese sounds like a medical diagnosis.
That's how I always thought of it, Brian.
Yeah, I thought head cheese was something only the uncircumcised
Oh, boy.
You got to keep it clean.
Schmeg,
Schmegma.
Here's a fact. Head cheese was the original title of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, originally the original name of that script was Head Cheese.
But now I know what it is. That kind of makes sense. That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not the one with Matthew McConaughey.
But the newer one. That's the next generation.
Okay. Did you know there was a Next Generation Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
I did not.
With Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger.
He's got a robot leg.
Yeah.
He does have a robot.
He sure does.
It's actually not terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I disagree, but...
I revisited it, and it's not bad.
McConaughey acts up a storm.
He does. Yeah, he chews the scenery. Yeah. Just like, I'm going to chew more head cheese.
Rumor has it he could be the next governor of Texas. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to see him Friday. I'm going to bust into his box. I decided. Yep.
All right.
Busting into it.
Where are
I'm
you
going to
be?
The Texas football game Friday.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Maddie! That's what I'm doing.
Buddy!
Well, right now we're going to switch gears. We'll get back to our guest comedian Brett Terhune. A couple quick things. You remain a married man.
Yep, still a married.
That's
man.
Going well.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good job,
wow,
buddy.
What a nice way to ask him.
If he had been divorced,
Brett, is that like 2 years now?
Yeah, 2-3. I don't know. That's probably not good. But
she likes the beard. Obviously.
She does like the beard. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get married on Halloween?
October 13th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it a costume wedding?
Yeah, it was a big costume wedding. Yeah.
What did you dress up as?
I was Frankenstein, or, you know, as people would say, the Frankenstein's monster.
That's right.
And she was the bride of Frankenstein's monster, because if you're going to elaborate.
Right.
But, yeah.
Did she have that white streak in her hair?
Not yet. She will, but no.
No, I mean for the costume. Isn't that part of the costume?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, she didn't have her big, like a Marge Simpson.
Doesn't the
hair,
white streak happen, though, after they consummate the wedding? She gets a white streak? Isn't that right?
I think
right?
That's young Frankenstein, isn't that?
Oh.
Or I maybe just made that up.
Yeah, real.
Sure.
All right. How's married life? Everything okay?
It's good, yeah. Married for, 2-3 years, and then, locked in the same house for 15 months. You still love her, but, you know, occasionally you just want to say, it's not called Games of Throne. It's not Games of... I didn't marry Borat. Stop talking that way.
Games of Throne.
Games of Throne. But we just got... We bought a house. It's been good news for us. It's an older house. It's got the wood panel walls and metal cabinets and saloon doors. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you can pretend you're in the Wild Wild West or the back room at a video store. It's great.
Oh, are they those vented saloon doors?
Oh, yeah. I used to have those in one of my houses.
They go...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On a hinge. Those. Oh, yeah.
I walk in, I'm like, I want some whiskey and something frisky. That's what I want. She's like, you need to take the trash out, cowboy.
That doesn't work real well.
Whiskey and frisky.
No, I miss video stores at those saloon doors.
Do you?
I
miss video stores, too.
Yeah, I'd be in the back, you know, look at the one I went to had the wrestling DVDs right next to the good movies in the back. So I'd be like, I'm going to look at WrestleMania 13, but really I'm like, they got Boobs of Hazzard back there.
I worked at that video store that had the saloon doors and everything. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. The back area was for the adult movies?
Yes, and there was an old guy that came in the same time every day, and he told me it was illegal if I told anybody in town that he came in and went in there.
That's absolutely right, and I meant that when I told you that.
Don't tell anybody in my congregation.
They're not going to notice my car parked out front every day.
No.
Yeah.
What was this guy's particular... sphere of
coincidentally it was a back door type
I
things.
See
yeah, yeah.
You know, out back.
Saloon door out back
so yeah, when he would thing. Come in would you say oh by the way the new one
yeah I would tell him what was new
you
yeah
know, the new butt patrol came in if
yeah.
Like
it was like
weapons of ass destruction.
It was like the second Tuesday we would get the new adult film drops.
Oh, I know when the new adult film drops.
You're not telling Josh anything new.
Yeah.
See, I used to like, because the one I would go to, the guy would know, you know, oh, hey, here's one that your kids are going to like this one.
Sure.
Porn?
No.
Oh.
At Blockbuster.
No, I just went to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
But there was a kid there that just was so great. He knew all about all the movies. And
That's any worker at a video store.
Ours was a little hometown one called Video Junction.
Do staff picks, Jess?
Well, it was just me and a 60-year-old lady that worked there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No staff picks.
Staff picks could be the name of a porno.
That's true.
Did you have a nickname for the old guy that
Yeah, dirtbag. Oh, he was so gross.
No, come on. Maybe he was unmarried.
He was gross to me. He was gross to me.
Oh, okay.
He was gross to me.
Not just because of the rent.
No, no, no.
Would he comment on the content of the films when he brought them back?
No, his big thing was telling me how much I couldn't tell anybody. Like, it was the same conversation every time I was working. Yes, don't say, you know, it's illegal.
Sorry about the thumbprint on
this. Yeah, there's not like a HIPAA porn, pal. Like, calm down. Yeah.
You know it's illegal.
You know.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Ist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.